The government of Ehud Olmert is also pursuing talks with two other old enemies, the Lebanese Hezbollah movement and the government of Syria. Bill Quandt is a former National Security Council staffer and is now professor of politics at the University of Virginia. He's in Charlottesville. First of all, Hezbollah, it looks like there's a deal in the offing. What exactly is on the table?
Well, I think the main thing that has been explicitly negotiated through indirect channels is the exchange of two prisoners that have been held by Hezbollah for the past couple of years, and I guess they have some remains of Israeli soldiers as well. And in return, the Israelis are prepared to return at least one significant prisoner, a Lebanese Hezbollah member, whom they've been holding for a long time. And this is not new. There have been prisoner exchanges negotiated in the past, but this is a particularly important one because it comes in the aftermath of Israel's major venture in Lebanon in 2006, which was precipitated by the capture of these Israeli soldiers. I think it shows a certain degree of political realism on the part of both the Israelis and Hezbollah at this current juncture to be dealing with one another in a diplomatic and political way rather than through arms and attacks.
And what do you think it'll lead to?
I hope it will lead to a period of calm along the border, just as I hope the agreement that may be in process of being reached with Hamas brings calm on the Hamas border. I think the Olmert government wants to demonstrate to its own public that the tensions on both borders, to the north and to the south, can be eased through diplomacy. This is a major gamble for Olmert because he has hawks in his own government and certainly in the country who argue just the opposite, that the time is ripe for a real show of force to kind of end the threats from both north and south. So Olmert's gambling on diplomacy, and I hope he's going to be able to demonstrate that it has worked in this case.
As far as the gamble for Olmert here, I mean, the Bush administration has talked about appeasement. Is that a legitimate concern, do you think?
Well, I don't think you're going to hear the Bush administration say that, even though not so very long ago the president used precisely those words. But they understand that the Israelis live in an environment where they have to deal with adversaries all the time. This is not new for the Israelis, and I'm very confident that they will not get potshots taken at them by at least any of the main political figures on the United States side. Now, there will be probably criticism from within Israel if the deal that is struck seems to be unbalanced. There have been prisoner exchanges in the past where the Israelis got what would seem to be the bad end of the deal. But, you know, this is a political season in Israel, and there will always be criticism of anyone who looks as if he is placing diplomacy ahead of the Iron Fist. And Olmert right now does seem to be primarily emphasizing diplomacy, including with Syria.
Now, on the subject of Syria, there are talks taking place involving Syria and Israel that are supposedly secret, which also appear to be making progress. What is the deal there?
Well, every prime minister of Israel at some point or another is tempted by a deal with Syria. And the reason is fairly clear, that Syria is the only remaining Arab state that has the potential to carry out large-scale military actions against Israel. It's relatively isolated compared to some moments in the past, but it still is a country with a substantial military capability. The problem has always been that there's a price tag for reaching peace with Israel, with Syria, and that is the return of the Golan Heights. And at the crucial moments, each Israeli prime minister who has looked at this has concluded that they're willing to go almost to the point of meeting the Syrian demand on territory, but not quite all the way. Olmert is actually trying to bolster his support in Israel by presenting himself as a peacemaker and someone who privileges diplomacy over the hard line. This is new for him, and I think it is explained both by his experience of having been in office and seen the results of things like the 2006 war, which he launched, which didn't go well, and by the fact that the mainstream of Israeli public opinion is relatively more moderate than the hawkish parties on the right. And I think Olmert, as he tries to reposition himself as a moderate leader, has to have something to show for it, hence the attempts to negotiate indirectly with Hamas, Hezbollah, and Syria.
Bill Quandt, professor at the University of Virginia, thank you very much for your time.
You're most welcome.